Hey guys, Bobby and
Jeff
here for another Could Be the Move podcast. It's April 30th, which means tomorrow it's gonna be May.
Was that in sync impression?
Yeah, but instead of it's gonna be me,
yeah,
it's gonna be May.
You got a boy band voice. That was good. Crack yourself up with that.
It's gonna be May.
All right, let's get this podcast going. Great intro.
I saw it on Jay's Facebook today.
Oh, you're stealing material.
Yeah.
Jeez.
But it was such a great picture of Justin Timberlake.
Back in the day.
Yeah, he had the bleach blonde, frosted tips, curly hair,
yeah.
And it just said, "It's gonna be May," and he had this like big old smile.
That was the look.
Oh. Just got the ukulele. I just got done with the surf sesh, and this is going to be the greatest sip of juice I've ever had in my life, because when you get out there and you just get like salt water in your mouth and stuff.
What do you got?
I got Dole 100% juice, orange, peach, mango.
Wow.
And no, that is not a plug. All right, let's see.
Heavy juice. I'd like to say congrats to your whiz.
Oh. Sorry, I'm exhaling because of that orange, peach, mango sip I just had. But yeah, congrats to my whiz.
And also, I'd like to follow up on last week's discussion of strange bathroom behavior, because
mm-hmm.
I learned one yesterday. A person we work with, when he uses the bathroom and is peeing, he holds his dick with a paper towel.
No way.
Yeah.
In the company?
Yeah.
Who is it?
I'm not going to tell you.
Well, you're not going to tell me.
But if you don't know him that well, but if you did and I told you he does this, you'd be like, oh, that makes sense. Like, I could see that.
So, he does it out in the open? Like, does he go in the stall and do it?
No, right at the urinal.
No way.
Walks in, paper towel, goes to the urinal, unzips his stuff, holds his dick in like a paper towel.
Who is it?
Like, you
gotta tell me. We'll block this out somehow.
No, he's a higher up.
So, when this is done, are you going to tell me?
Yeah, I'll tell you when you're
ready. Why don't you just tell me right now?
No.
Come on, just whisper in my ear.
You didn't tell me the weird guy who poops by himself?
Well, yeah, because I didn't have this unbelievable idea of blocking the mic. Write it down. You got a pen?
I'll tell you afterwards. It's great, though. You don't even know that well, so you're not going to think it's that funny, but it's a weird move.
Jeff, anyone that holds their dick with a paper towel when they pee, that's a weird move, and it's funny.
Alright, so you got a topic for today?
This is the most unbelievable juice I've ever had in my life. This is so good. Oh, I can only imagine what it tastes like with champagne in it. Morning mimosas. Mmm. I mean, this is unbelievable. Oh.
This is a great podcast so far.
This isn't even a bit. Like, this is honest to God.
No, you're really enjoying it. I'm watching you drink juice right now.
You want some?
No. After watching you, what, you used to do that?
That's a lot of backwash in here.
It's all backwash.
Mm. I mean, this is just unbelievable. Oh. Well, I'm done with that. I don't know. You got a topic? Not sure if you picked that up, but that's my psycho roommate. Guy's out of his damn mind.
No, I mean, the bathroom stuff is still interesting to me.
So you're trying to piggyback off of...
No, I just, when I heard that, I was like, oh, I need to tell Bobby. And I made a point...
But I don't even know who it is.
I made a point to not tell you beforehand and then tell you on the podcast because you get upset when that happens. Or, oh, I got to pretend like I didn't already hear you tell me that.
Yeah, that is bullshit when you do that.
Got these from the dry cleaners last night.
Nice.
Already spilled on them today.
Oh, jeez. What'd you spill?
I don't know. I noticed when I was leaving, so I think it's like... they brought us Panera because we were working late.
Oh, cool.
So I think it's like salad dressing.
So you had Panera on Monday.
Yep.
And Panera today.
Yeah.
Did you get the French onion soup?
No, I didn't get to custom order it. It's just like a box of sandwiches and some salads.
Do they label the sandwiches like T for turkey, H for ham? Or do you just...
No, there's an actual sticker. Like a sticker, pre-made sticker on there. But how about this? They got... I want to say they ordered 24 sandwiches. 12 Mediterranean veggie sandwiches.
Half?
Half, or veggie sandwiches.
That doesn't seem right.
No. So everyone ate the other ones. There's still 12 veggie sandwiches sitting there.
Nobody had one veggie sandwich?
I ate half, and it was terrible. It was tomato, lettuce, and pesto on, like, white bread.
Ew.
Yeah.
Who was in charge of ordering the sandwiches?
I don't know.
We should find out.
But they did have, the cookie had a Monday. They had a whole box of those.
The whole box.
The giant chocolate chip cookies.
Decent cookies. Not the best cookies I've ever had. Decent.
Well, Panera is known for bread.
Panera bread. It is in their name.
If you're going to Mrs. Fields, you want to go there and get a baguette.
It's true.
Yeah.
You ever go to Panera and just get, like, a loaf?
No. But they also are, I don't know if they got the family combo or something, but it came with three entire baguettes.
What do you mean, three entire, like...
Three giant, like, French rolls.
Three of them?
Three.
Did you break some off?
No, I was eating a sandwich and a salad. I'm like, oh, I don't need some bread to go...
Lord knows you need more carbs in your diet. I have too much carbs in my diet. I can't eat the baguette. Sorry.
You're in a weird mood.
Yeah, I'm feeling great, dude.
You're like post-surfing euphoria.
Yeah, I'm on a high right now, Jeff. I just got done surfing. I was one with Mother Nature. And I just drank this unbelievable Dole 100% juice, orange, peach, mango.
I think I like idea of surfing Bobby more than actually surfing Bobby.
Why? Because I'm happy and I'm having fun with my life, Jeff? Is that the reason why?
Yeah, you know, you're a little bit of a psycho to be stuck in a closet with.
Yeah.
Do you want to get your roommate on the podcast? Guest?
Why are you, like, freaked out by me right now?
You're wearing a weird headband. What is that?
It's a Ragnar headband. Jeff, why are you scared of me right now?
No, just... You're all fired up about surfing.
I'm excited about life, Jeff. I come into this closet bringing positive energy and happiness, and what do you do? What do you do, Jeff?
To talk about Panera?
You sizzle out my flame.
I'm doing that.
That's what you do.
Alright, well, what do you want to talk about?
Jeff, we were having a great conversation about Panera and baguettes, and all of a sudden... You start making fun of me because I'm too happy and I'm too excited about life.
Is that what I did?
Yeah, you're like, I think I like the idea of surfing Bobby more than I actually like the surfing Bobby.
That's just an opinion. That's not making fun of you. I'm just saying...
What other opinions do you have about me, Jeff?
I'd say right now.
Come on, what do you got,
they
Jeff?
They kind of form as I go. I don't know. You don't occupy my time that much. You're like, oh, you know, I feel this way about Bobby. Just saying, right now...
Who occupies your mind the most throughout the day?
I don't know. Caitlin Adams.
Who's Caitlin Adams?
For her first podcast? Like, the one that got away?
No,
nobody really.
Wow, inside joke.
Yeah, bring it back. Bring it back to ballot. That's, what, almost 3 months ago.
Wow.
No.
Who's the person that occupies your mind the most throughout the day?
Probably my boss, hoping she doesn't give me more work to do.
You and me both.
Yeah.
He's always in my head.
I think, is she
right? All four of them.
Yeah.
Those people are very high on my radar.
So it's not like a good occupy.
Yeah. And then, I guess you could say Jared, because I feel like I'm always around him, talking to him.
Yeah.
Matt Norton, Patrick Anderson, Wendy Richie.
There you go.
What about, like, chicks? Besides your boss, like, what, you have, like, a... you think about chicks a lot throughout the day? What do you think about throughout the day the most? Like, do you think about moves and, like, comedy stuff, or...?
I'll try to set aside a small chunk of time to think of a move and tweet it out. But it's never a great move. Like, today I wrote a move, bring your own putter to miniature golf. I was like, oh, that was funny. I'll throw it on the Twitter sphere.
Decent.
Decent.
5.4 out of 10.
You know, I get a little break from work. I'm like, oh, it'll be something funny to say.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about this Andy Average guy that I just created.
Yeah. Sounds great.
You hate that I just stole the sizzle on. Why do you hate me today, dude?
I don't.
You just got that look that you hate me today.
I don't hate you.
Oh, something just happened. I'm not sure if you guys heard that.
Huh?
I guess it was some sort of hockey thing. Jeff, if you hate me, you can just tell me. We can break up over this podcast.
No, we gotta wait till Valentine's Day.
Ah, inside joke.
Bringing it today.
No, yeah.
Like at work, I don't know. They kind of like you get in the zone, and then it's like, oh, what do I want to do? Should I play golf Sunday? What time am I gonna get out of here? Stuff like that.
So when people say like when Buddhists and I guess you can call them Buddhists. I was gonna say other spiritual leaders and just overall professors of happiness, when they say to quote unquote stay in the moment. And I guess staying in the moment is like not having any thoughts and only thinking about like what's around you and stuff.
Correct.
So I feel like last year I would constantly have nothing but moves on my mind, like all throughout the day. Like I wouldn't even think about what I was doing. Like if I'm on the computer writing about something, I'm just only thinking about moves and just like
there'd always be like this little thing in my head that's just always pumping out moves, you know? And then, like, everything else in my conscious was around, but there's always something, like, pumping out moves. And I feel like lately, I've been so wrapped up with my job and shit, and it's just, like, I'm in the moment.
And when you're in the moment and shit, I don't know what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I think about moves a lot. And lately, I haven't been thinking about moves. I've just been thinking about my job.
Mm-hmm.
And when people say, like, stay in the moment and shit, I don't think that's good for people, dude. Because the moment sucks, especially when you're at work and there's people, like, yelling at you and stuff, and you get all pissed off, and you can, like, feel your emotion. You're like, fuck, I'm really mad right now. You know?
Right.
It's almost cooler to be numb, dude. It's just like...
Well, the live in the moment thing is like, hey, don't worry about what's going to happen 5 years from now and your future and all that. But, you know, there's something to be said for that. But also, you need to have a plan. Like, you can't just put it off.
Yeah, no shit.
So I understand, hey, just be happy with today. You know, just have a good time. Just live some cliche bullshit. But it's like, should think about tomorrow.
Yeah.
You need money for tomorrow.
Exactly.
Yeah, live the moment at work. Who else would do that?
What I'm saying right now is, when do you sleep? And you say, I don't sleep.
I got opportunity.
You said, I don't sleep. It's Eric Thomas. He's a motivational speaker. I'm not sure if that was an inside joke between Jeff and I, or if we've used that on the podcast.
We'll get him on the podcast.
Oh, could you imagine? Oh, my gosh.
But we got to get a bigger closet.
He needs
space to work.
Could you imagine if it was you, me, and him in a closet, all that energy that he... I mean, I feel like the walls of the closet would just burst because of how crazy he is. How stupid.
That was stupid.
Wait a minute, he's crazy. He's out of his damn mind. So, I got a question. You're talking about dry cleaners. How long until they destroy your suit or they get rid of it if it's at the dry cleaners? Because I dropped mine off like last week. And obviously I know it's probably a long time. But like how long before they destroy?
There should be a sign. Usually it's if you don't pick it up for a month after they said come get it. They don't destroy it, but they're not responsible for it anymore. So if you come back, so if you went to go pick up your suit in June, you're like, hey, here's my ticket, and they can't find it, it's not their liability.
Huh, okay.
I don't know that they just get rid of it, but yeah, it's not on their hands anymore.
Do you think there's like some quote-unquote underground sale that goes on at dry cleaners? Like if you come in like on Sunday, like at 2:00, and you, like, go in the back. They say, okay, well, here's the things that have been around for, like, 2 months.
Also, don't get your suit dry cleaned too often. It's terrible for the material.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It'll ruin the suit.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Wow. So, like, what's the max?
I don't know. I just know that it's not, like, wear it, take it to the dry cleaners, right? Because the fabric will wear out.
But what if you dance a lot?
You get all sweaty.
Yeah.
I don't know. Go to your boys' head.
What if you fart a lot?
Oh, just get some Febreze.
I get a very powerful stench, though. I'm not sure if a little Febreze can odorize that stench.
Well, that's maybe a dietary genetic...
Is odorize a word?
Is what?
Odorize a word.
Use it in a sentence?
Odorize. I don't know if Febreze can odorize my stench.
No, no, no.
That's not a word.
Deodorize.
Deodorize. There we go. That makes sense.
Odorize would be making it stink.
Oh. I feel like we talk about suits a lot on this podcast.
That's been a while.
Hey, so are you going to get up on stage on Sunday?
Maybe. I'm going to... Dude, I promise you I've called
every Sunday. Time?
Yeah.
No, you haven't. Every Sunday, Jeff?
Not every, but I would say more often than not.
And you still haven't gotten up?
Yeah.
How come I keep on getting up, dude?
Yeah, they like seeing you bomb.
Do they know me? They don't know me. Who am I kidding?
But no, I think it's kind of reached that point where they're like, oh, he's come before, he shows up. You would get the nod over me. Like, plus, here's the thing I feel. If they finally call me and say, yeah, you're getting on, I got to bring A material.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's like my one chance to shine.
Yeah, well, you should just... I mean,
but I don't know, because I'm going to a Kentucky Derby-themed wine and food festival on Sunday.
Oh, that's right.
So Sunday could be a recovery golf day.
Okay. That's cool.
Yeah. Looking forward to it. Get to break out my seersucker suit.
So what
from
bit,
Overstock.
What bit are you going to go with?
I think I would go with my pregnancy scare bit.
I think it's a great bit. I think it's really, really good material.
So, because I figure that's some quick jokes. It's not much of a story. My Alzheimer's bit is a little bit of a story for the first minute, and that's a lot. That's a third of your time, so.
Mm-hmm.
Pregnancy scare.
I feel like I gotta start writing more jokes. Like, I just kind of get up on stage, and I have, like, an idea in my head, and then I just get up there, and I get nervous, and I just bomb, dude. And plus, I don't really have fun up on stage. I just sort of kind of try to be like everybody else. So, like, the crowd, or not the crowd, but, well, yeah, the crowd at these open mics. I mean, there's not a crowd. Everyone's just all quiet and shit.
Right.
And there's
It's a weird setting.
It's a very weird setting. And also, it's like the comedians, I'm not bashing on the comedians because I think there's a lot of funny people that go to these open mics, like really funny people.
Right.
But they're really kind of laid back and they kind of have a different delivery than I do. Like, I kind of get up on stage and I'm a fucking nut job.
It seems to be a very cool stoner.
Yeah.
Not like cool stoner, but just like the guy, like the really funny pothead of his friends. They're like, dude, you're really funny.
Yeah.
And then he does his like stoner jokes, and it's not as funny. It's not very funny.
Yeah. It's unbelievable, though, man. Like, just watching some of these open micers and stuff, like, just seeing how much better they get, it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just got to get up there and just have fun, I guess. I've probably been on stage, what, like, maybe 20 times, 25 times?
That's a lot.
That's a decent amount.
It's more than zero.
Yeah, it's definitely more than zero, but I feel like when I first kind of started to do it, I was a lot better because I just didn't give a fuck, and I kind of got up on stage, and I was just, I was out of my mind, just, like, talking so fast and just so much energy, and then...
You probably thought, I got this, this will be easy, I'm just going to be myself, and it'll be hilarious.
Yeah.
And then you're slowly trying to just acclimate to what everyone else is doing.
Yeah, I think that might be the case.
Yeah.
Because the first couple of times, I was definitely sort of myself. And, like, I wouldn't say I was killing, but my persona on stage was a lot better. And I was able to sort of make people laugh in that sense. I didn't really have any really good jokes. But, like, the way I was walking around, the way I was kind of, like, talking to the crowd and stuff was definitely a lot better than what I do now. I'm fucking awful, dude. Last, like, four times. Actually, the last time when I got up on stage, or two times ago, when I did that crowd work, and that one grandma.
Oh, yeah. She saved your ass.
Saved my ass. So that was kind of cool. But yeah, man. Gotta get you up there, Jeff.
What are you doing for the Derby?
I don't know. Derby's on Saturday, right?
Yeah. Mayweather fight that night also.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You like boxing?
Not... I like it more than MMA.
Why don't you like MMA?
It's a little barbaric for my taste.
You're such a fucking hipster.
I've never... I don't know. It's just a funny idea to me. It's like, hey, these are two grown men. We're going to watch them make each other have concussions and break their legs.
But Jeff, that's what it's all about. That's the beginning of sport, Jeff. MMA was the first sport ever invented. Dates back to prehistoric ages.
That's not a true fact.
What do you mean that's not a true fact? What was the first sport? Fighting.
MMA was not in the first Olympics.
Yeah, no shit, Jeff, but like fighting each other, wrestling each other. That was the first sport.
Okay, yeah, I'll give you that.
Okay.
Well,
don't respect history, Jeff?
Were the Incans playing soccer or something with people's severed heads? That was a game. But that doesn't predate fighting and wrestling.
Exactly.
But,
so do you like this severed heads soccer game that you speak of?
I like soccer.
Okay.
I don't know. I've never been into the MMA scene.
A lot of tools watch it. Is that the reason why?
That, and like if you go to a bar and a big fight on, it's like, look at all these, like, I don't know.
So you don't like the people that like MMA?
That's part of it. It's more just like, I have no, if there's a fight on, I have zero interest in watching that fight. None.
Okay. I'll give you that. So, if there's like a big Champions League game on, I don't really have much interest of watching the game, but I still like soccer. I still respect soccer. I still like the people that like soccer.
Okay.
But you just don't like the people that like MMA.
I wouldn't go that far, but there's a large majority of them I don't like.
What don't you like about them?
They're just not my style. Not my cup of tea.
I'm trying to Donald Sterling you right now, dude.
Not my cup of tea.
I'm trying to record you saying something bad. You don't like tools, right? Is that it, Jeff? You don't like tool bags.
What, do you like tool bags? Are you calling MMA fans tool bags? I never said that.
That's pretty much what you're saying, Jeff.
No, I said I don't like people that watch MMA.
All I'm saying, Jeff, is don't bring them to my house. Don't take pictures of them on Instagram.
I don't have Instagram, so don't worry about that.
Ooh! But you got Vine? Do you have Vine?
I deleted it. I never used it, so I got rid of it.
Jesus, Jeff. Who's the biggest tool you know?
Whew. Biggest tool I know. I try not to associate with tools.
Huh. Okay. And you hang out with a bunch of Isaiah people all the time. They're not tools. They're not tools. Sorry, if anyone from Isaiah listened to this. I didn't mean that.
I don't know. That's tough. The biggest tool I know. I didn't spend time thinking about that.
I think Miller might be the biggest tool I know. Currently, right now.
He's not a tool, though.
Are you fucking serious? Jerry Miller is a big-time tool.
Why is that?
I don't mean that as a disrespectful. He's just a tool. Goes to work. Works out. Comes back. Drinks two whiskeys. He yells at the TV. Screams as loud as he possibly can.
Okay.
Takes his shirt off at the bar. That's a tool move.
That's a big-time tool move.
Yeah, and that's his move.
So
I love him for it, though. That's who he is.
I kind of have different categories of tools. For just, there's a lot of people I like outside of work to like hang out with.
Okay.
But at work, I hate them because they're the work overachiever work tool.
Work tool. A lot of work tools.
Right? Just takes themselves way too seriously.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, this is, I don't know. So that's my most hated category of tool.
Work tool.
Where I'll be like, I just want to punch that person in the face. So like, what, you don't like him? I'm like, no, I like the guy. Great dude. I'll go get beers with him anytime.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
But it's like when we're between the confines of 5545 Fermi Court, I want to punch him in the face.
Yeah, there's a lot of work tools out there, man. I mean, I guess you can call them nerds. You know, they're sort of like the nerds in high school. Tried really hard, grinded, teacher's pets.
Yeah, it's brown nosers, and I think part of it is probably jealousy because I'm very envious of people who are able to network and sort of, like, I have a very hard time getting over myself networking, asking for, like, favors. Like, even if I'm going to email someone, be like, hey, I'm interested in working at this place. Do you know anyone who works there? I have a hard time even doing that. So I think it's sort of an envy thing where they're just such natural schmoozers and they've just done it so much that now they just do it.
Natural, yeah.
Right? Whereas I have a hard time, I feel like I'm coming off as just being dishonest. But I'm not. I'm interested in asking for a favor, but yeah. I can't get past myself to be like, don't waste their time and be an idiot. And
oh, so you're thinking about them. So it sounds like you got to be more egocentric. You have to be kind of egocentric when you're networking. Like, you have to really Correct. Think about yourself.
Right. You have to be like, not only am I going to email them and they're going to read the email, they'll be like, yes, I want to help that person. I will contact my friend and put them in touch. Which is funny for me to not be able to do because recently I've had a few people from grad school email me. Be like, hey, do you know anyone here, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, yeah, glad to help. Mm-hmm. I'll do it, no problem. So I know how it's like to receive the emails. So it's weird that I have a hard time sending them because I know the response will be, yeah, glad to help. Good to hear from you.
Dude, bro, people like helping people.
I know, that's why, like, it's weird.
I have a great story for you right now.
But I feel like when I'm sending an email, it's like, hey, what's up? How are things going? Anyway, put me in touch with your friend. I just feel like a piece of shit typing that. But it's with good intentions.
Yeah, that's just the name of the game.
Yeah.
You know, that's just how it works.
Yeah.
So today, I get out to go to lunch. I'm walking to my car. Some car kind of pulls in front of me. He's like, hey, man, is this like the TaylorMade headquarters? I'm like, yeah, this is right here. And then Adidas is over here. He's like, okay. I mean, straight up, man, I'm from Michigan, and I'm here for like 2 weeks. And, you know, I'm trying to like line up some sort of interview, or I'd love to kind of get my foot in the door and like meet some people.
Shows up to the headquarters. Strong.
And I'm like, oh, cool. He's like, yeah, do you think if I, like, drop my resume off at the receptionist, it'd be cool? I'm like, yeah, man, Jeffrey's in there. I was like, actually, I know a girl who she took her resume in and ended up getting an interview and getting a job. She was hot, though. Her name was Brittany Tall. And that's a true story. She actually did that, and she got an interview, and she got a job.
At TaylorMade?
At TaylorMade, yeah.
I never heard of this girl.
Yeah, she's tall, blonde hair, customer service.
She still works here?
No. No, she worked there for, like, 6 months.
Okay.
And,
But yeah, hot chick.
Yeah, she was a babe. She was a babe. Yeah. So, so it was me and the guy talking and stuff, and he's like, yeah, you know, I got a lot of experience. And I'm like, oh, cool, man. He's like, yeah, so what are you doing? Are you on a break right now? I'm like, oh, no, I'm about to go out to lunch. He's like, dude, let me buy you lunch. I'm like, all right, cool. Should I just hop in? It's like, yeah. So I just go and I get
what?
I get in his car, dude.
you don't know this person.
I don't know him, dude. I get in his car, dude, and he's like, all right, where are we going? I'm like, oh, we're going to this one spot. He's a young kid. He's like 24 years old. So he seems like a cool dude. And I'm just like, whatever, man. If I get kidnapped, I don't have to go back to work.
Where do you guys go?
So I went to the islands, and I went to that Greek spot. Got some Greek sandwiches. We are heroes, whatever they're called nowadays. And
nowadays,
yeah, he told me sort of his background. He asked what I did, and sort of had like, I guess, a one-on-one interview about stuff. Talked, you know, shot the shit.
Does he think you have any clout at TaylorMade?
I mean, I told him what I did and stuff, and
he
I'm like,
thought you could pull some strings. He wasted lunch on you.
Yeah, I mean, I got his information. I got some text messages and stuff. I mean, he's a really cool dude. I'd love to get him hooked up with some people. So I like forwarded his resume and stuff to like a bunch of different people. Yeah. And yeah, really nice guy, man. So, like, here's a text. He says, hey, Bobby, this is Scott from lunch. Just wanted to shoot you a text and say thanks again and let you know that I sent you an email. Let me know if you have any problems receiving it. And I go, got the resume. Looks great. I sent it over to a couple people. My plan is to follow up with them tomorrow. Thanks again for lunch. And he goes, my pleasure, man. Thanks again for all the help. Be sure to let them know I am in town until Saturday if they would like to meet. So he's going to go back to Michigan, though.
You got a pen pal.
I do have a pen pal, and I got his resume, and really cool dude. So,
that's
yeah.
Unbelievable.
How about that? I just hopped right in his car, man. I was like, fuck it. Yeah, should I hop in? And I just, like, hopped in before we even, like, answered.
Hey, you seem normal.
How cool would that have been if I got, like, kidnapped, dude?
So one time, I was actually very scared at this story. Me, my brother, and my buddy were walking through. There's a 24-hour Mexican restaurant in Carlton Village, Alberto's, I think. But it's, like, the inside closed at 10, but the drive-thru's open all night. And so we're hungry. It's, whatever, 2 in the morning. So we're walking through the drive-thru to order food. A van behind us honks, like, It's like, hey, you guys getting food? Okay. It's like, oh, hop in. We're like, okay. So we hop in the van and do driving. Super hot chick in the passenger seat. Super hot chick in like the next row of the van. And then like a big dude, right? And so we get in the way back of the van. And we're kind of talking like, oh, blah, blah. It's like Florida plates or stuff like that. And we're talking like, oh, yeah. You know, the guy's ordering food. He's like, yeah, I want siete. Numero seis, just being like a kind of like an asshole, right? To like the person ordering, just like ordering, like, there's seven of us, he ordered whatever 20 meals, right? And we're kind of laughing. And I look in the back and there's like a ton of suitcases. And my buddy Sean's like, oh, you know, what do you guys do? What are you in town for? And the one, like, the one really hot chick goes, oh, you know, he's a producer, and we're just staying at a, you know, he's like, oh, like, music's to know, that's like, you know, like videos. And so we're just, you know, we're just staying at a hotel up the street. And in my head, I'm kind of like, my brother's like, oh, so are they like your sugar daddies? Blah, 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 shit. And I look, I'm like, oh my God, these people are like, they're porn stars. And they're in town to like shoot porns. And I start freaking out on the back because we're stuck at the way back. And it's like these people, we got in their van at the Mexican restaurant at 2 a.m. And so he's like, oh yeah, we'll drop you guys off. We'll take you guys home. We're like, okay. So we tell them, make a right out of here. And I'm sitting there and we're leaving the drive through. And it's like, if they turn left, we're dead. Like, please turn. Like, I'm sitting there freaking out. Like, and I kind of like hit my friend, my brother's like, dude, we need to like get out of this van ASAP. These people are like, porn, like, you know,
out of their fucking minds.
So one guy's the producer. This guy's probably either the star or security.
The big guy?
The big guy.
Probably with a massive cock, too.
And so luckily he turns right, and then he drops us off, like, at our buddy's place. And he's like, oh, here's your food. We're like, oh, cool. Hey, you know, he gave us, like, whatever, 6 taco meals. We're like, oh, hey, thanks, man. And we're walking away. I'm relieved to be out of the car. I, like, beeline for my buddy's place. He goes, hey. It's like, oh, fuck. And he goes, do you guys have any Cialis and Coke? It's like, no, sorry. He goes, oh, you should get us some time. It's a great combo. It's like, all right, thanks, dude. He just peels out of his van and takes off. And wow. the horse and I, my buddy's place, I'm like, they're going to come back. Like, I was freaking out.
Dude, why is such a worried wart, dude?
I don't know. I'm just these chicks were smoking. They were so hot.
Wow.
But it's like, I'm sitting there, I'm like, if this guy turns left, we're in the back of a van with, we don't know.
Whoa, dude.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
I mean, what's the worst that could have happened, though? Guy pulls out a gun, makes you film a porno.
I would say that's, on the spectrum of what could have happened, that would be on the better end. Pull out a gun, rob us, you know, big dude runs a train.
Jeez. You watch too many movies, Jeff.
Apparently. They, you know, turn out they're just good Samaritans who like partying.
So, did he buy you the meal?
He bought us all the food. Like, he...
What a nice guy, Jeff! And you're scared to death?
Okay, when you get in a van and the guy's just going, give me 7 número 6s y 5 número 9s, just being a total piece
of
shit.
I think the guy's got a sense of humor, dude. He knows where he is.
Nah, he's giving the poor person shit that's working there.
Jeff, I don't know, man.
Anyway.
That's pretty crazy, though.
He gave us food, and here's the best. So this is kind of around the time when there's the big tomato recall because salmonella. This is few years ago. Anyway, so next morning my buddy has...
I didn't know tomatoes could give you salmonella. I just thought that was chicken.
No.
Oh.
So, sure enough, the salsa had rotten tomatoes. My buddy had salmonella for like the next week.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh. What happens when you get salmonella? You just like start puking everywhere?
It's mostly diarrhea. And there's no cure. Like, he went to the doctor. The doctor's like, yeah, I got salmonella. He's like, what do I do? He's like, just... It's going to run its course. It'll be done in a week. Just got to make sure you hydrate, but there's nothing you can do. And so he said for a week, it's like, wake up 2 a.m., diarrhea.
Ugh.
Yeah, it's just an inconvenience. I mean, it's you know, not like a stomach pain. It's just an inconvenience.
The only story I have
was... Great way to lose weight, though.
Get food poisoning?
Yeah.
The only story I really have with salmonella is my buddy got punched in the face by my other buddy, and then... The girlfriend of one of my other friends, like, pulled out a piece of chicken and, like, threw it on his face. Or, like, I took a piece of chicken out of the refrigerator and threw it on his face. So, like, with, you know, ice, like, you know, it's like ice, you know? Shit.
Yeah.
And she started freaking out, saying, he's going to get salmonella on his face.
What?
And it was covered in plastic. So it was, like, one of those Purdue things.
And that's not how it works.
Yeah. And I was like, what are you fucking talking about? So that's all I got when it comes to salmonella. But, all right, cool. Well, looks like we're at the Kevin Durant number right now, 35 and 15 seconds.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll call it a day. And
yeah, it's really hot in this closet.
Yeah, it is really hot. All right, let's get out of here. This is Bobby Dolan and Jeff McDonald signing out. We'll talk to you next week.
We'll be better next week.
Why do you always think that we're so shitty? And then we listen to it and we're like, oh, it wasn't as bad as we thought.
Because I'm sitting in the bar. I like that. Like, I like to be surprised at how decent it was. Okay.
Under promise, over deliver?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe we're getting better. Maybe we're getting worse.
All right, whatever.
Who knows?